Well, hello and welcome to our joint service of local churches. It is my honor and privilege to welcome you to the service today, being Pentecost Sunday, and you're going to hear a little bit more about that over the course of this service. I'm joined by my friends Hugh O'Brien and Elsie McRae at Macduff Parish Church. I'm joined with my friend David Locke of Banff Parish Church, and also my network leader, Pastor Joe Ewan, who will be praying for us at the end. It's a real joy to have you join us for this service, of course. Well, hey, listen, there's going to be scriptures, there's going to be songs, and short sermons as well. Just 4-minute sermons from the ministers of Banff Macduff Churches. But I just wanted to read a scripture to you, and it's on the screen. I'm just reading it from my Bible just off to the side here. But it was on the first picture that we introduced the service with. And it says in Philippians 2, verse 2, it says, "Complete my joy," this is the Lord Jesus, "complete his joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, and being in one, full accord and of one mind." And that's what we really want to do as local churches, work together with the same focus of loving the Lord Jesus and serving our communities together. And it really is a joy to do that with the local ministers here in Banff and Macduff, having the same heart, being of the same mind, three different locations, but one Lord Jesus. Well, hey, without further ado, I'm going to hand over to David Locke, the minister of Banff and King Edward Parish Churches, and we'll see some scripture being read by Elsie of Macduff Parish Church beforehand as well.
Reading Acts 2, verses 1 to 4, 14 to 17, and 21. The Holy Spirit comes at Pentecost. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of the violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Then Peter stood up with 11, raised his voice and addressed the crowd. "Fellow Jews and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These men are not drunk, as you suppose. It's only 9 in the morning. No, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God said, 'I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.'" Amen.
Hello, everybody. Do you ever crave some extra energy, new spirit, when things just seem like Groundhog Day, the same old once again, the same old tensions once again? Well, Pentecost is like the vaccine to that feeling. It's a source of new spirit for us, for anybody who opens up to let it in. Jesus had promised that after he left, his spirit would be there to advise people, to guide them, to lift them up. And now it was starting. Pentecost was some 50 days after Easter. It was a memorial of like an early harvest festival of celebration, but also a celebration of God giving his guidance originally. And now his help was coming in a better way, a new way of spirit inside us to guide us. Don't be put off by odd pictures of lumps of flames above people's head. It was far more dynamic than that. It was a new spirit in our hearts and minds, a new understanding, a new ability to share with other people, new passion, new courage, new spirit, God's Holy Spirit with us and available for whoever opens up to God as we know him in Jesus Christ. We can tap into that spirit more and more at whatever stage we're at and get fresh purpose, fresh energy, fresh life. Prophets of old had forecast it and said young and old would have fresh ability to dream dreams and think of visions of the way forward, whether men or women. Christians experience that Spirit today and as then, often in different ways. Some of us find it dramatically coming. Some of us find it growing steadily. Some of us open up according to our characters, our situation, our understanding, and the extent we let that Spirit in. Sometimes it's like a wind blowing through us, waking us up, challenging us. Sometimes it's like our hearts are set alight with passion and vision. Sometimes it's like we have a special new gift to share with others and a way of speaking with God. Sometimes it's just a sense of peace that can come. Something I know in my life and encourage everybody to open up to. It gives me a sense of peace at times, a sense of forgiveness. It helps me know Jesus is my friend, my guide, my Saviour. And he's there for every one of us, no matter what's going through us, our lives. It's a Spirit for everybody who calls on Jesus and lets him into their lives. It's there for you. And it's there the more we open up, because if we're honest, sometimes we hold back from letting this Spirit in. But if we open up more, the more we'll find the benefit. The hope is partly brought out in the song we're going to listen to now by Robin Mark. It's called Revival, a sense of revival for everybody in whatever situation you're in, a sense of hope, a Spirit. I recall in Glasgow's underground, they had a slogan many years ago called Catch the Spirit and Soul Train. Well, we can catch that Spirit. All we need to do is let Jesus more into our life, accept him as the one who can help us and ask for his help. Catch the Spirit and Soul Train today. Let's listen to Robin Mark.
Sure his gold is precious and the honey sweet. So you love this city and you love these dreams. Every child out playing by their own front door. Every baby laying on the bedroom floor. Every dreamer dreaming in the dead end dark. Every driver driving through the rush of all. I feel it in my spirit, feel it in my voice. Gonna send revival, bring them all back home. For I can hear that thunder in the distance, like a train on the edge of the town. I can feel the brooding of the Spirit. Lay your burdens down, lay your burdens down.
Thank you so much, David, for that wonderful word and the vaccine of the Holy Spirit. And then the song that we heard, Revive Us, O Lord, Revive Us, O Lord, with your fire. Well, let's just jump in with Hugh O'Brien in Macduff Hugh, it's over to you.
Acts 2, 22 to 24, and then verses 40 to 42. Men of Israel, listen to this. Jesus of Nazareth was a man accredited by God to you by miracles, wonders, and signs, which God did among you through him, as you yourselves know. This man was handed over to you by God's set purpose and foreknowledge. And you, with the help of the wicked men, put him to death by nailing him to the cross. But God raised him from the dead, freeing him from the agony of death, because it was impossible for death to keep its hold on him. With many other words, he warned them, and he pleaded with them, "Save yourselves from this corrupt generation." Those who accepted his message were baptized, and with about 3,000 were added to their numbers that day. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer. Amen.
At Pentecost, the Apostle Peter was transformed from a powerless, unstable, impulsive, and insecure faltering fisherman into a bold and effective witness for Jesus Christ. And the message that Peter shared would have global repercussions over the centuries. In Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Jesus told his disciples, "You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." You shall receive. Simon Peter, before Pentecost, was anything but a rock. He was not even able to admit to a servant woman and others that he was a follower of Jesus, as he huddled incognito around a fire while Jesus was on trial for his life. But on the day of Pentecost, filled with the Holy Spirit, he proclaimed the gospel with great boldness to a sceptical Jewish people gathered in Jerusalem. He brought such a powerful message that in one day we are told that around 3,000 people came to accept Jesus as their saviour. Well, what an impact he must have had as he allowed God to use him in a powerful way. And there we have the birth of the Christian church that we know today. If you've ever thought that God cannot use you, if you've ever let him down and think there's no way back, Peter shows that's not the case. Before Pentecost, on a Galilean beach, following Jesus' resurrection, when Peter and six others met and ate with him on the shore, as we read in John chapter 21, Peter repented of his earlier denial, and he was forgiven and restored by Jesus. And that was the first step in the preparation of Peter being the person that Jesus wanted him to be and would empower him to be. Peter was transformed from denier to proclaimer, and he was given a job to do by Jesus. Pentecost was hugely transformative for Peter and for other followers. It was epoch-making in their lives. But you know, there was still the human frailty. Still, Peter and the others did not become some form of spectacularly perfect human or even spiritual being. They were able to do marvellous things, but it was not like Clark Kent tearing off his clothes and becoming Superman in the movies. The Holy Spirit still had work to do in them, and it's the same with us. Later in the development of the early church, Peter, who had been freely eating with all, including Gentile or non-Jewish Christians, went back on this and withdrew under pressure from others back in Jerusalem. Clearly against the message and spirit of the gospel, which says all are welcome. All in Christ are brothers and sisters. And it took Paul in Antioch to challenge Peter. And so Peter had made a mistake, certainly not the only one, but God's Spirit was with him. That same Spirit given to Peter and the church at Pentecost is the seal of all who know and love the Lord Jesus Christ and have come to him in repentance and faith. God did amazing things through this fisherman who struggled with his faith, and God, who empowered and used Peter, can do the same with you and I today. If you know Jesus as Saviour, like Peter, God has saved you, and he is transforming you. God, the Holy Spirit, can accomplish great things through you, regardless of your background and personal struggles. The great Olympian Eric Liddell once said this: "Victory over all circumstances of life comes not by might nor by power, but by a practical confidence in God and by allowing his Spirit to dwell in our hearts and control our actions and emotions. Learn in the days of ease and comfort to think in terms of the prayer that follows, so that when the days of hardship come, you will be fully prepared and equipped to meet them." Amen.
Oh God of burning,
oh God of burning, cleansing flame, send the fire of love, Lord, give today, we claim. Send the fire today, look down and see this waiting host, and send the promised Holy Ghost. We need another Pentecost. Send the fire today, send the fire today. God of Elijah, hear our cry.
Thanks to Hugh for sharing that encouraging and inspiring message just now. Thank you so very much for that. Before I share in a moment ask Elsie just to pop back on here and read the scripture for me.
2, verses 42 to 47. The fellowship of the believers. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe, and many wonders and miraculous signs were done by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common, selling their possessions and goods. They gave to anyone as he had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their numbers daily those who were being saved. Amen.
Thanks so much, Elsie, for reading those scriptures for me. Really appreciate that. That's Acts 2, 42 to 47. I went back and read it in the Passion Translation just to see what was actually going on, because there's a lot going on in those scriptures. Lots of movement of people doing different things and a lot of blessing happening for sure. And I would love to see that blessing from my own life. And I was wondering, how does that happen? Well, that's what happens, as we've just heard from David and from Hugh, when the Holy Spirit comes upon us and moves in us and works through us. That's when we see in Acts 2, 42 to 47 working out the way that it did there. I want to go through just a few points of what I saw through those scriptures in a second here, but I just want to acknowledge that there's been a real sense of community spirit these last few months, and I think it's wonderful to see. The people, like for every one person in need, the statistics would show, I was told the other day, for every one person in need in this area, there are 6 volunteers. I think that is amazing to see the amount of people that have given up their time to go and serve other people, whether it's picking up someone's shopping, picking up their prescription, cutting their grass, just helping them out, maybe making a meal for them, whatever that was. Wow, what a great sense of community spirit. My prayer is that would continue in the days, weeks, months, and years ahead, that we would see a real sense of community in this area. But as I read Acts 2, I think that actually they take it to a whole new level. And they do that because the Holy Spirit is moving in them and working through them. The first thing that we see is that they're generous with the way that they are doing things. But that comes out of listening to the apostles' teaching. It says they were faithfully devoted. That means that they were listening to the word of God. You know, there could be many things that come along in life that maybe tickle our ears and maybe sound nice, but it's the word of God that stays the same forever, and it's that that gives us security in knowing who we are in Christ. And then they devote themselves to prayer as well. Coming together in prayer is so important. We've, David and Hugh and myself, have done that with Elsie on a number of occasions, with others as well. And we've been so blessed to see how God has moved through those times of prayer as well. Such an encouragement. And prayer is so very important for us. And out of that came the miracles that the apostles did. And, you know, we see that they then came together as one body. And that in itself could possibly have been a miracle, because they were in one accord. They weren't grumbling. They weren't arguing with one another. Wow, that is a miracle. Amen. And I want to see that for me, that I'm not the one who's arguing or grumbling, but I'm giving thanks. And we see that at the end of the scripture, that they were filled with praises to God rather than filled maybe with other things. They sold everything to make sure that everyone had. What a challenge for us to think that maybe we might have to sell our cars and our houses to make sure that everyone has and no one is in desperate need. That's a real challenge for me as I read these scriptures. But they met together and celebrated communion. And we did that this morning. You'll do that in your own churches, drinking the wine and eating of the bread, breaking bread, and not forgetting what the Lord Jesus has done for us. And listen, that's what the Holy Spirit also does. Reminds us of what Jesus has done. And that's one of the things that the Holy Spirit does, right, is keeps us with our eyes fixed on Jesus. And this is what it's all about. Amen. They had joy and humility in their hearts. And listen, I believe that it's a real joy to serve the church. I love serving the church. I love going to the church when it's open. Of course, we look forward to those days, but it's such a joy to know the Lord and to serve his body in the way that we are blessed to be able to do. But they were continually filled with praises to God. And that's the question to you today. Are you filled with praises? Are you filled with the Holy Spirit? Or are you filled with frustration and annoyance of what's going on and I'm not allowed out of my house? Let me encourage you to be filled with the praises of God. What a great place that is to be. And out of that, out of being filled with the Holy Spirit, out of giving God praise, what comes out of that? He says at the it says at the end of that scripture that the Lord added daily to their numbers. He added daily. And I want to see that for our church, but gosh, I want to see it for Macduff Parish. I want to see it for Banff Parish. I want to see all of our churches locally, the Catholic Church, the Episcopal Church, wherever church it might be, filled with people worshiping the Lord Jesus Christ, giving God the glory that he is due. Amen. Well, hey, I'm going to hand over to Joe just here in a second to pray for us, and we'll finish off with a song. I hope you have a blessed rest of your Pentecost, and we shall see you all very soon.
We're so thankful for the Word of God, and we're thankful for the ministers bringing the Word together, the unity and the power of God that comes by the Holy Spirit. And so this morning, we want to pray together, and we want to pray for God's power in our life. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for your promise to us, the promise of the Father, the promise of the Holy Spirit. And Holy Spirit, we thank you that you were given to us by the Lord Jesus, that we might be filled with the power of God, and that we might fulfill the calling that you have for us in these days. So Lord, thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. And I pray today, Lord, for the release of the Holy Spirit in and upon everyone's life. I release the Comforter today. Let the comfort of the Holy Spirit be upon your heart and upon your life today in Jesus' name. Let the blessing of God come through the Holy Spirit to you today. Let peace reign in your heart, and let your life be empowered by God today through the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, thank you for being the Paraclete, the one that comes alongside us. Not only are you alongside us, as it says in John 14, but you are within us forever. Thank you, Lord. And we give you praise today in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Please enjoy this next song on the blessing of God, and be blessed by what God wants to do in your life in this season through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. Lord, turn his face toward you and give you peace. Lord, bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon be gracious to you.
The Lord turn his face toward you
and give you peace.
shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you
and give you peace.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Manna rained down from heaven. This isn't second guessing. We know that we are protected. May the peace that surpasses all understanding be our message. Grace and favors in your nature, in your essence.
May his favor be upon you and a thousand generations,
and your family, and your children,
and the children, and the children. May his favor be upon you and a thousand generations, and your family, and your children, and their children, and their children. May his favor be upon you and a thousand generations, and your family, and your children, and their children, and their children.